Back in the city where his daughter was murdered, Saeed Massawi is hoping light and hope can come from the darkness of an unspeakable tragedy.
We cannot forget Aya. Aya all the time, always she was think positive and was think good for everyone.
The memory of Aya Massawi, the 21-year-old Palestinian-Israeli student murdered in January after getting off a tram near her home in Melbourne's north, will live on with a medical fellowship in her name. The program will be run through Project Rosanna, an organization that aims to foster a better understanding between Israelis and Palestinians through health collaborations. Project Rosanna Chairman Ron Finkel says it's also about reducing disadvantage.
Upskilling and in access to learnings that can actually enable them, the Palestinians, to treat all Palestinians to the same high level of health and medicine that they are currently getting by being referred to hospitals in Israel. And what we're trying to do is build a significant cohort of people who actually know the other at a time when the gap between Israelis and Palestinians has grown enormously.
Aya's sister, Noor Massawi, says she always wanted to bring people together, irrespective of cultural or linguistic barriers.
It's just very sad that her lifelong dream came true, but only after she's not here, she's not able to see it.
Palestinian Dr. Hadra Hassan Ali Salami, a senior childhood cancer specialist, is the inaugural recipient. She will undertake a 2-year bone marrow transplantation training program at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital.
Being the first in Palestine doing the bone marrow transplant fellowship is something so exciting and actually will help a lot in building the healthcare system in Palestine. I never met Aya Massawi before, but since I got this fellowship, I feel that I know her very well.
For those closest to Aya, this visit is punctuated by incredible sadness. On Tuesday in the Victorian Supreme Court, killer Cody Herman is due to be sentenced for his crime after the homeless 21-year-old pleaded guilty to the murder of the international student. A challenging time for her family, but perhaps a closing chapter on the brutal story of her murder, as a shining international legacy in her honour begins. Gareth Borum, SBS News.